Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Joe, what is this? Oh,
this
sorry.
This is called Gossip by Måneskin.
It's not Main Skin?
No, because you got the thing above the E.
Oh, Måneskin.
Yeah. From Italy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Huh. Hey!
Well, Jeremy likes foreskin.
as much as I can get. I was going to do something where it's like, you're on TV.
People I forget can see we're on now. TV now. I gotta stop.
We're on YouTube if you guys
You know what's funny? People think it's you. Now that the cameras are up, they're going to realize if anyone's going to get us in trouble.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be me.
Yeah, it is. Because you've already done three things with the cameras on where I have to go, Ed, the cameras are on.
It's like...
By the way, we did have a funny moment this morning, Joe, where Ed handed me his phone to read something. And I read it, and I said it was beautiful, and we talked about it. And I said, Ed, I realize there's only one way to get out of this room, and it's running by you. But I think this is the first time I've had your phone in my hand open with the password already put in. I said, I almost sprinted to just go through this entire thing. Forward to Jeremy. Forward to Jeremy. Yeah, it's a potpourri of who's who of Baltimore and elsewhere. No. Anyway, we were talking about the Ravens offense. And I don't know what this big thing is. Like, oh, my God, they struggled in Minnesota and like. They just took what the Vikings gave them. And if you listen to what Ken McCusick said yesterday, It's the most pressure he's ever seen from a team that he's graded in a Ravens game ever. Like, they were sending 5.2 players per play. And I understand, it's like, how do they send 0.2? It's an average, guys, obviously. But, like, think about it. If you took every play, that means they're sending at least five on every single play. Like Brian Flores, he was blitzing because there's going to be times where they send four or they drop back in coverage. Just imagine how many guys, like you think about cover zero, if you got three or four guys going out on a route, I mean, you're sending seven or eight every single time.
Yep.
Depending on the type of offensive package you have set up. But I'm not worried about the offense at all. And the Browns have a good defense. But it's the same thing that we see from them, the offense. The defense is going to play well through the first quarter and a half. And then you're going to start to say, oh, they've been out there for a while. Time of possession's a bitch. I think the Ravens go in, they get the win. I don't know that it's going to be like puffy pants, 37-10. I wouldn't be shocked. But either way, I think they win the game. I don't know that I would, as from a betting standpoint, that I would take them to cover. But I think this team is going to go in and score some points in Cleveland.
I do too. Why wouldn't you? I mean, although Cleveland's defense is pretty damn good. I will give them that. But that's kind of held them in most of the season.
But their offense is so bad that I think they put them in bad positions, short fields.
Short fields, yeah.
And then again, leave them out there for too long.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. The only issue I have right now, I think the Ravens are a much better football team. The problem is the offensive line play has been so poor. And Cleveland's defense is good. And, you know... You do have a rather good pass rusher there.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a problem.
Well, I mean,
Miles Garrett is just otherworldly.
He had five sacks in a game.
I know.
And he said, I'd give up every one of those damn sacks for a win. And then everybody wants to go, well, you took the bag.
Yeah.
Put that much money in front of you and see what you do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a...
I don't blame him for that.
I don't either. But again, I like to think that I would go, yeah, that's a lot of money over there, and that's a better organization. I'd rather be there.
Yeah.
But no. At some point, the Browns have
personally,
to figure it out, right?
I would do that because, I've taken less money to be in a better position here and in my last life. And because, being happy at work is important. And, being on a bad football team, I feel – and guys like Myles Garrett, Joe Thomas – maybe, one of the best left tackles to play the game. Never had to sniff the championship.
And it sucks, too, because you're graded, especially if you're a quarterback, but you're graded so much on how you do in the postseason and not what you – and this is where I get into this and this win-loss stuff and how people – yes, championship should add to what you're doing, but it doesn't take away from an individual player in a team sport. You can't do it all. I mean, quarterbacks can only play half of the game.
Particularly in football.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Well, that's why I get in this win-loss thing. It's like, okay, tennis, boxing, makes sense, right? Makes sense. You're the only one out there.
Yes. Those are the sports that make sense.
MMA. I mean, you could start thinking about different sports where it makes sense to give wins and losses.
But football particularly, because, they're not on the field half the time. So there's that. I mean, even in basketball, first of all, there's 22 guys in a football field. In basketball, there's five. If one or two or three of them, you win a championship usually, or you're in it. It's like, and you play both sides. You play offense and defense. You're always on the court. If you play for the Knicks, you're on the court more than the whole game. It's ridiculous, but it's like, so I don't really understand how they can do this in football where, you never won a championship. You play for a crappy team. And if you're an elite player, that's exactly where you're going. It's so dumb when people start talking about this because if you're drafted 1-1, how good was that team?
Yeah. I mean, right? that's why you're getting picked up top. Or you just have one of these anomaly years where somebody gets hurt. Like with the Celtics winding up with the pick to get Larry Bird after winning championships and being a dominant team, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but so, I mean, you look around at, Myles Garrett, he was 1-of-1, right?
Yeah.
Went to the Browns. Of course he did.
In his draft, there was no doubt who should go number one.
Right.
He was that good at A&M.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
All right, let's go. Daryl's in Baltimore. Daryl, what's up, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, what's up, Jeremy?
What's up? You out working today?
Yeah, man. I'm out here on the road right now.
Just truck driver, Ed.
Yeah, just doing my thing.
Good stuff.
Hey, how you doing, Ed?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We got to talk some boxing sometime, man. I know you're a big boxing guy, man.
Call in anytime.
Yeah, both of you, Jeremy, both like boxing,
Hey, man, I'm one guy on the show older than you, so me.
Thanks, I think.
But the Ravens on Sunday, I just, right now, they don't have to score a lot of points against, I don't think they're going to have to score a lot of points against Cleveland. Just basically get in the 20s and let the defense do it because Cleveland's offense is so bad. So I don't think they have to. But I do worry about the offensive line a little bit. But I think if they just play a good sound game, just get the win and move on to the next game, man. That's the way I'm looking at it right now with them.
Before you hang up,
go ahead.
My age or older, what do you think of Sonny Liston?
Sonny Liston?
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying, man.
Terrifying. He was. He was the scariest man ever to put on gloves.
The damn shame he died of a heroin overdose?
Yeah.
And he was afraid of needles?
Yeah, afraid of needles.
But the man was afraid of needles. So
yeah. He would panic at blood tests before his fights. Yeah.
Was he your favorite fighter?
Pretty much. Him and Tyson, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Oh, well, we got to fly. Joe said we got to go. Daryl, thanks for the phone call. The boss is telling me what we got to do. I feel like I'm at home talking to my wife. Okay, honey, I'll be up soon. I'm talking to Joe. All right, coming up next, we got the World Stupid at 8:30. Jerry Bembry to talk some NBA before Ed heads out. I'm sure the Knicks will be brought up a time or two.
Perhaps.
But we're going to talk more Ravens-Browns. After giving up less than 20 points in the last 4 weeks and forcing 8 turnovers, is the Ravens defense back? Want to hear from you, 410-583-1057.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here with you. Rob Long's off. After giving up less than 20 points the last 4 weeks and forcing 8 turnovers, is the Ravens' defense back? I'll throw the question to you first, Ed. Do you think they're... I mean, what does back mean, technically? Like, are they good again? Back like they were the last 8 games last year?
Not back to 2000.
No, not getting back there.
But they're back to the second half of last year. Yeah.
Okay.
Better than they were in the first half. And they look... It looks so eerily similar to last year. Where they're actually better, second half for some reason.
Yeah.
It's not injury related.
Oh my God, you would need to. Hey, Joe, can you come in here and give him the Heimlich or something, or pat him on the back? Because Ed's got get a little sippy sip. Mm. You okay there?
I need water. That's what I need.
He needs a cowbell. All right, now
more cowbell.
I guess like the thing that I kept saying about this is I feel like the Ravens defense is better.
Yeah.
But it's better in stopping the run. I still worry about a pass rush against one of these really good pass, like a really good passing team, which I don't know that they have seen here recently or that they're going to see until they face the Patriots.
Yeah. I mean, when they play the Bengals.
If Burrow's back, yeah.
If Flacco's back.
That's fair.
He's over 400 yards now. I mean, he can pass.
They have two great receivers. They just can't stop a nosebleed.
But they do. I mean, think about it. They have great receivers. They have Joe Burrow. Joe Flacco's playing really good football. You can't take it away from him. You don't throw for 380 yards and whatever, 3 touchdowns and suck. You got to be pretty good still. So, I mean, I do worry about that because we do not generate any pressure.
Yeah. And, when people are talking about, what if you lose a corner? What if you lose this or that? Do you think they're okay? Do they have enough depth? I don't think you can afford to really lose anybody. It doesn't mean that you lose somebody and all of a sudden the season's over, but... I mean, with the rule enforcements on defense now, it's the pass rushers you need to get to the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And all that goes hand in hand. And if you can't put your hands on the receivers, then get to the quarterback as quick as you can to try to change things up. I just don't know if the pass rush is going to be there. I'm interested to see what we get from Jones. If Jones makes Mike Green better and vice versa, what if they both end up panning out? Because Green's looked good. He's looked better.
Yeah, he's definitely looked better.
Yeah. So, is he getting past that rookie stage? You know how we had Locksley on? Locksley says, hey, I don't want to sit here and tell you we got a young team. I mean, we're 9 games in or 8 games into the season.
But we have a young team.
We're not young anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've got a lot of young players. So, yeah. I do feel like the defense is going to be better down the stretch. I don't know that it's technically fixed. The pass rush has to be better. And whether that's scheming, whether it's sending exotic blitzes and different things and mixing it up, you're going to have to. But ultimately, if they win the Super Bowl, I think the defense does just enough and the offense carries them.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's not dismissive to the guys on the other side of the ball. But
I tell you, though, last week the defense kind of carried them.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like, you said the defense has to be decent, the offense will carry. Yeah. But the offense hasn't looked great. They didn't look great. They looked okay.
I mean, against Miami, they look good.
Yeah.
They kind of.
But they were
the
number one offense in football last year.
Yeah.
They didn't look like that.
I just think there's something with Brian Flores. I don't think it has anything to do with.
Perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, he's. And like, even Ken was talking about it. Yeah. You could sit here and say, hey, this works against that team, so you should try to run it, and it's a copycat league. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's going to have the personnel that the Vikings have, and not everybody's going to have the same blitz schemes that Brian Flores does. I mean, he likes blitzing more than any other defensive coordinator I think I've ever
Absolutely.
Seen. Not named Wink Martindale.
Yeah, right. So,
but, I mean, the cover zero, when he used it years ago, and then everybody tried to imitate it, and then Lamar had to adjust to it. Mm-hmm. I just think the brand that he brings and the style that he brings is totally different. People can say what they want about Brian Flores. I'd like to see him get another head coaching job. I just don't know if it happens after what happened in Miami.
Yeah.
Like the mudslinging that went on. Not necessarily the coaching job he did. It's all the other stuff. Because if you remember, and I still think it's, I understand it, but Brian Flores did not want to lose a game to try to get a better pick.
Yes.
And that was the big fight over at, towards the end there. But with the pressure rate that he got against Lamar, it's amazing to see the numbers that Lamar put up. I mean, Ken McCusick said he had two entire pass plays of the entire game that he had 3 seconds to throw. That was the most that he had to throw. Mm-hmm. So, it doesn't mean, like, if he's creating time, that's in the pocket. If he's creating time rolling out, that's not the offensive line's doing. That's his doing. You know, that's not, if the pressure's coming and he makes something happen, that's on him. But in the pocket, 3 seconds was the most he had to throw any one of those passes. And they still won the game. And again, the point that you made is great, because not only was the defense one of the main reasons they won, but they had, I guess you could say, special teams too. They had the turn.
They did have special teams.
Yeah. They had the turn there that really helped. Mm-hmm. And you're going to need all three to win games. Yes. Every once in a while, one's going to. I mean, look at the Jets this past week. They had two special teams touchdowns.
Yes. And I tell you, this is why I like kickoffs and punts, because they're electrifying when you have them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were fun to watch. I mean, just what, you know, because that is a gut punch for the other team. You're getting the ball, you know, whatever. You just scored. You're going to kick the ball back. Okay. And, we just neutralized that touchdown. Or worse, they had seven. We got three.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, look, it gets frustrating. And it was weird to see the excitement, speaking to that Ravens group last night. Like, you could tell it. Everything has changed. I was like, what do you guys want to talk about? It hasn't been an interesting football season. It's not like we had any highs or lows.
Yeah.
What? You know, like the dip that you take and thinking that your season's over and hearing people say, hey, they're going to get back into this. And you're like, come on, man.
Come on.
They're not getting back into this. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. And then you look at the schedule and you're going, I think they're going to win the division.
Yeah.
So
I still do. I really do.
If they stay healthy, I don't think there's any question that they win the division. Mm-hmm. If they stay healthy.
Yeah. And that goes for pretty much everybody, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always the caveat. That should just be a given. We should just stipulate to that in the NFL. If you stay healthy,
I'm using this all the time when I make predictions now. After what happened with the Orioles, you can't use injuries. The injuries aren't the reason. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah. You're stupid. I mean, the people that say that. That's just stupid, because even with the Ravens, you didn't feel the same team. It wasn't the Ravens team. It wasn't the Orioles team. It's a different team. Can't possibly say that.
Does anybody want to trade Trevor Rogers back for those two cats in Miami? No? Okay.
Okay.
This is what this is one of my biggest gripes in doing this, is like, we face the music every single day with making predictions, whether they're bad, whatever. And then people will call you out and then, oh, you're stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. They should have never done this. They shouldn't trade for that guy. And then all of a sudden, you give it a little bit of time and it really works out, and then they disappear. So,
yeah,
nice job, guys. All right, we got the World of Stupid coming up next, and I'm kind of excited for this one, Ed, because there's some really interesting things here. I don't think there's anything that people are going to need to go, oh, I don't want someone to hear this, but maybe there is. Frustrated woman turned down her boyfriend's engagement. He bought her an $898 Walmart engagement ring. She's upset for the reason that you wouldn't believe, but this is still embarrassing, and I think it's time to move on, buddy. We'll get into that. I want to talk about a Louisiana middle school girl. She's 13 years old. One of her classmates made fake AI nude photos of her and sent them around
the
school.
How old is she?
13. So she punched the kid that did it on the bus.
Right.
Let you figure out who got in trouble. And in a shocking turn of events, Ed and his buddies got after this one. There's a wholesome Facebook group called Barefoot Living Enthusiast. And now foot fetish. They've infiltrated this group, and now it's not.
That was going to be my shovel, actually. I had a feeling you might grab that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's feet.
So we'll talk about it. We'll get into that and more of The World of Stupid coming up next here on The Fan. All right, let's start this puppy off. Let's start with this woman. Frustrated woman turned down boyfriend's basically $900 Walmart engagement ring, but not for the reason you'd think. I got to listen to a little bit of the audio of this with him talking to her, but you know, people will spend upwards of $20,000 to propose. I think the engagement ring I got was like $5,000 or $6,000,
mm-hmm.
which I think back then when if you look at what do they say it's supposed to be? Is it like
2 months' salary?
Yeah, so that was about 6 months' salary then, right. working at this place. Jesus. Thanks a lot, guys. It's funny the way this whole thing came down because she was upset. And so it says, with her would-be fiancé alongside a picture of an $898 ring he proposed with, and he asked her the question, would you marry me? And she said no and got really upset. So it says, what are your thoughts on this? She was upset because she said she told him the kind of ring that she wanted. She said, I told you more than once what I wanted, and you showed up with something from Walmart. Tyler, if you knew what I wanted and still chose to do what was easiest, tells me you don't really hear me, and I want to feel chosen, not just proposed to. Tyler, run. Run. Now, it's a difference if you sat here and said, okay, like my wife, when I bought her an engagement ring, she had told me she wanted a princess cut. That was her favorite cut, yeah. Diamond, whatever. I didn't even know what the hell a princess cut was.
Right.
But you go into the different pricing, it's like, okay, you can kind of look at things. If what he had was $900 and he's proposing to you, and the material part of it matters that much to you in this situation, I don't care if he was giving you an onion ring around your finger. Yeah. I think it's the premise, followed up with something else. But like to sit here and say, he in front of his whole family, she denied it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And that's why it got ugly. But I would say run. I think she's totally in the wrong. And then there are some women that are siding with her saying, well, she told the guy what she wanted. Maybe it didn't have to do with the price thing. Maybe he could have found something similar, but I don't know. Hell with that.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I mean, nope.
I've had the way it goes with women, honestly, and men, I think we just side with each other,
mm-hmm.
with our own, and get it. Like, but we understand. I find the species are so different, the sexes. I mean this, and I don't mean it in a bad way. Just think very differently. Like, I sometimes, you know, I'm sure you may have it with Katie. So last night, I just cannot wrap my mind around the way she thinks sometimes. And I don't think she's a bad person. She's a wonderful person. But it's like, I don't understand the thinking process.
I think I may have more similarities to Celeste and you may have more similarities to Katie. She's like, why did you do that?
Yeah,
I thought it would be funny. It's not.
Yeah.
My friends laugh at a quote from my wife. The one time she yelled at me, she goes, you think you're funny, Jeremy, but you're not.
Yeah.
And that quote gets brought up more times than anything from my marriage. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what my friends say all the time.
It's funny. Like, I've traveled the world and I lectured at national police academies in Germany and France, all around the world. And I would meet guys who didn't speak English or barely spoke English. But when the same business, men, police officers, different, we talk like this, had just so much in common. Conversation never dried up. Sometimes I talk to people like I'm talking to women and about things like this and like, oh, I understand that. Oh, yeah. You don't understand. Men just don't understand us. I'm like,
You're so right. Well, my wife and I went house shopping. She was like, I said, what are you looking for? Because I don't care. Like, I mean, you know this. I don't paint the house pink, put in furniture, don't put in furniture, whatever. I'm going to find what I like in the house. Yeah. I'll be fine. I'm very simple that way. But when my wife was telling me what kind of house she was looking for, she goes, I'm looking for a house that's charming. So when we went around...
Look, does that mean old?
I don't know what it means.
They all like old houses for some reason. I want new. So I'm going to move in and just, that's it.
Yes. Pick out everything. So she got pissed at me because every house we went, I'd go, how do you do, home? Oh, that's very charming of you. Was this one charming enough for it? She
must
got
love that.
So mad at me. All right, let me get these other two stories in. We're going to talk about this forever. This story pisses me off. And there's a part that I'm going to read that I did laugh. Which it's very unfair, but I think you're going to laugh as soon as I read it. But Louisiana middle school girl, the Louisiana middle school defends expelling a girl. So this girl got expelled after a couple of kids in her school made AI nude videos of her, took her face, put it on other bodies, whatever. So she punched the male classmate on the bus that did this. She gets expelled. Nothing is happening to the other kids.
I can't believe this.
Nothing. And the parents went in front of the school board. Like, you're expelling her and you're not doing anything to the other kid. It just pisses me off
How
so much.
Dad.
So here we go. This eighth grader at Sixth Ward Middle School accusing of hitting one of the boys on the bus heading home after he continued to taunt her, trade the images featuring her face on a naked body even after she reported harassment to school officials. Now, some of you may say it's AI. These are kids, man. Those kids are going
to
go after
her. Doesn't matter if it's AI. He's trying to humiliate her. This is cyberbullying.
Isn't this child porn too?
Yeah, but from the age of the guy is probably the same. So it probably can't be prosecuted. But the problem is, this is the school should be taking care of this. They're so concerned about cyberbullying. That's exactly what this is. It's right. It couldn't be clearer. And it's the worst kind. And this is who they kick her off of, punching him. He should have got punched in the face.
Yeah, I'm going to read you this part. I just want your natural reaction. So I'm going to look up as soon as I finish reading it. The family's attorney first tried to convince the board to throw out her expulsion at the school board meeting on November 5th, arguing that the girl was mercilessly bullied for the explicit images. She was bullied all day because the nude model had a sizable bush.
So it was an old video.
Like, you had to bring that up in front of the school. Like, there's nothing funny about this
except for that part
yes. Right there. Like, to stand up and say, this is... And you know how kids are. She was probably hammered all day because of this photo.
I can picture the taunts.
I wonder if they used my grandmother.
Are they
body.
Back?
Oh. What? Taunts?
Bushes.
I hope so.
Have they made a return? I hope not.
I told you, I like when it starts above the belly button. On to foot fetish.
No, I want like an NBA court.
Oh. I still laugh at the movie Bulletproof with Adam Sandler, and he's going, oh, it's a 70s porno. And the guy goes, how do you know? He goes, his penis has sideburns. All right. So a foot fetish group has infiltrated a Facebook group from people that promote barefoot living. The largest group dedicated to barefoot living in the UK has been forced to bring in strict rules after these creepy sexual foot fetish people came aboard. You know, everybody posting pictures of them in their bare feet. I don't get it. I don't get the feet thing. The Facebook group, which is more than 700 members, was set up for people who spend their lives without shoes, from going to the supermarket to embarking on outdoor hikes. But yet, these creeps all came in and just said, yeah, nice feet. It said, just feet, clean, dirty, decorated, or otherwise. That's all we post. And these creeps are coming in trying to have fun with it.
Unbelievable.
So, just nasty stuff. All right.
Well, these people here don't wear shoes either.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true. It does happen. But I hate feet. And going back to my former business partner from my website, ConcreteLocks.com, that stole it.
Yeah.
He sexually harassed some woman under my name because he... I told you.
Oh, you told me that. Yes.
Foot, and I have... by the way, I have all the receipts, so I would like to see you say that this isn't true.
Yeah.
Show me your feet. He was trying to, like, team up with, like, OnlyFans models, and this was a financial dominatrix, so if people don't know what that is.
I remember FinDom, yeah.
Yeah, that's some woman that just beat you up and you send her money, like, verbally, to just degrade you, like, whatever. Yeah. And he did all that, and then she tried to get me fired by sending an email to 98 Rock. Good thing I didn't work there. And by the way, they would have found out it wasn't me. You know, right? As soon as you hear the story, you know it's not me.
Yes.
If you show me your feet, I'll punch you right in your damn face. No.
I read the text.
Anyway, that's your World of Stupid, guys. We got Jerry Bembry coming up next. Talk a little NBA with him right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, no Rob Long. We welcome in a good friend of the program, Jerry Bembry from The Undefeated. Jerry, how are things?
Hey, Jeremy, I'm good, man. How are you, Ed, doing today?
Doing all right. Doing? Good. I'll let you guys talk about the Knicks in a minute.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Jerry, it's already started. Like, watching the Heat and Cavs play again tonight. They just had a game where they scored 270-some points and went to overtime. Somehow they let Andrew Wiggins get a backdoor lob pass for a dunk with 0.4 seconds left in overtime. But they play again tonight, and everybody's sitting. It's like, where are they finding players? Donovan Mitchell's sitting. Darius Garland's sitting. Mobley's sitting. I mean, you name a Cavalier player, he's probably sitting. I think Jared Allen's the only starter that's playing. This load management stuff, it's going to piss fans off the more and more they see it. Is this just something we're going to have to get used to?
Yeah, I think so. And it's unfortunate because, you know, you pay tickets to see certain players and certain games and big games. And to have a situation where the stars aren't showing up, I noticed that Cade Cunningham is listed as doubtful for tonight. You know, he just shot 45 times the other night. He's probably, you know, his arm's probably hurting. You know, he scored 46 points, but shot 45 shots in 45 minutes. Amazing. So, yeah, you look at Kawhi Leonard, he's only played 6 out of 10 games, which is probably a lot for him. And, yeah, it's something that's running rampant around the league. And you got to really appreciate a guy like Mikal Bridges who just kind of puts his uniform on every day and plays every single day. And that's what old school guys did. And we're just in a different era right now. You know, pitchers in baseball don't pitch 9 innings anymore. And basketball players don't play back-to-back games anymore. So that's the world we live in.
You know who plays every day, Jerry? Hockey players.
No.
Shut up. There you go. That's right.
Anyway. And they play 82 games, too. Anyway, I do want to talk about the New York Knicks. I wonder what you think of them. And how the hell are the Detroit Pistons in first place? They've been terrible since Jesus was a baby. Like, what's going on there? The Pistons are 9-2. I know it's early, but 12% of the season has gone by, so it's not a tiny sample size. The Pistons are in first. The Knicks are a game and a half behind them.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned Cade Cunningham a second ago, and then you look at that roster, and it's just a bunch of role players. I saw Thompson, who the Thompson twins are just absolutely phenomenal. Those guys are great. They just play ball every single night. You know, Duncan Robinson, Isaiah Stewart. You look at the roster, like, how are they doing this?
Yeah.
And so I think that you might get a situation where the league will eventually catch up to what they're doing, but you know, so far, they're kind of showing that you don't need a three-star system to be successful in this league, at least through 11 games right now. Yeah. They're doing it with Cade Cunningham and a bunch of role players, and they're playing really good basketball right now.
Jerry, it kind of pisses me off that the old guy over here wants to talk about figure skaters with sticks, and I can't defend it because these NBA guys are flopping their asses off and taking days off. talk to Jerry Bembry from the Undefeated. And like, when we look at the league right now, there were some surprising teams to start off. One of them was Portland that I was kind of shocked at how well they were playing. And then you start looking at other teams, and I'm not going to bury the headline because I was celebrating somebody getting fired this morning more than anybody that you could possibly imagine. As soon as I get home, I'm getting in my spaceship and I'm celebrating Nico Harrison getting fired from the damn Mavericks. But they start off incredibly slow. Have you seen any teams there that kind of surprise you either one way or the other, good or bad?
You know, I mean, I think we just mentioned the one in Detroit and what they're doing, and out in the Western Conference. I'm probably just, you know, Portland's in the eighth spot right now in the West, which is really, you know, pretty good for them. But if you look at the Clippers, they're 3-7, and you would never think, you know, Dallas is 3-8. So you would never thought that the Clippers would be in that situation with the team that they have. And, you know, I think that beyond Kawhi Leonard and James Harden, that and Zubac, I mean, the roster is just kind of so-so. So, yeah, I just don't think the Clippers are in a situation to win. And I think that by the end of the season, they're probably going to get hit with some draft picks lost in the future because of what happened with Kawhi in the offseason. So I don't think the future for that team is bright at all.
What do you think? I mentioned, of course, we want to talk Knicks, because, and I don't feel bad about it. The Wizards are terrible. They're always terrible. They're 1-10 right now. Not much to talk about there. How do you think the Knicks are going to fare this season?
I think the Knicks are going to do well. I'm looking, you know, we're watching the game last night, and you had 9 guys play 15 minutes plus. And that would have never, ever happened on the Thibodeau. And, you know, you look at guy, and you look at the stats, and yeah, Jalen's going to get his points, and Karl Anthony Towns is going to get his points. But OG Anunoby, man, he is playing lights out basketball right now. He only scored 16 last night, but it seemed like every shot he wanted, he got. And Mitchell Robinson didn't play last night, but in limited minutes all season long, he has been probably one of the most impactful players on the floor defensively for the Knicks. So I really love this squad. You know, Jordan Clarkson was the pickup that was like, I don't know if he's really going to help this team, but he's been steady so far. And, you know, Josh Hart has come off the Brent bench where he probably should have been for the last couple of years. So I love the way the ball is moving. I love the fact that they're playing multiple players. And I think that the sky's the limit for this squad this year in terms of winning the Eastern Conference.
Talking to Jerry Bembry from the Undefeated here on the Big Bad Morning Show. And Jerry, as again, looking out west and seeing the way that everything's stacked up, OKC still looks like the cream of the crop. And I don't know where this A.J. Mitchell kid came from and how he's playing, but once they get healthy and get J-Dub back, and I know Lou Dort's missed some games here, are we just looking at possibly another repeat because they're just so deep?
Yeah, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in terms of injuries, but I think, one, that the talent top to bottom, they're probably one of the deepest teams in the league. And two, they have a team that they genuinely like each other, and there's so much chemistry there. And I think that's an important factor for a team's success is to have the chemistry there. So, yeah, I think that they are definitely the favorite in the Western Conference. But, man, watch out for the San Antonio Spurs, because Wemby is on a mission so far this year. He, you know, drifted on the perimeter a lot last year. It wasn't a problem because he can hit those shots, but he's made it a mission to go inside this year, and he's doing it with force and impacting the game on the defensive end. They got off to a good start, and then De'Aaron Fox got into the lineup the last couple of games, so they're only going to get better. The young squad, talented ball players, they like each other. So I think they will really challenge Oklahoma City in the Western Conference this year. And I think that's a big surprise because no one really expected a leap by San Antonio, and no one expected them to play the way they're doing right now.
I'm so excited to see De'Aaron Fox finally play in the playoffs and meaningful games, because I think that speed and with Wemby, it's going to be ridiculous. But I got to ask you about another guy that I think might be the other fast point guard in the league, and what's going to happen to him? What's he worth? Ja Morant, before we let you run, what is he on the Grizzlies after the trade deadline, or you think they move him regardless?
You know, I think they would like to move him, but who wants him? I mean, he's on the books for $40 million, and watching the game last night against the Knicks, and he had 8 turnovers, and he's not playing with any type of passion. And I genuinely don't know what team he can go to make them better. And I don't know if any GM in the league would make that move. And, yeah, I wouldn't want Ja. And I'm thinking, has there been a star player who's had a quicker fall from the top than Ja Morant? And I really can't think of any right now. So it's really, really sad what's going on with him. And a lot of the stuff with him is self-inflicted. But he better get his attitude right, because he can be washed up in this league. And I'm saying washed up, but he's got $40 million in the bank with, you know, $40 million payments for years to come. But to be in a situation to be that young and nobody wants you, that's really sad.
A lot of that fire was set by his own hands.
Yeah.
He did some really stupid stuff.
Yes, gunfire.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, Jerry, you got anything coming up? I know you were working on some things.
Oh yeah, you know, I have a story that's going to run today, a little later today, on you may have heard of it. There's a father son who played at Compton College in California, and so I actually spoke to them last week, and so that story is going to run today. So I'm working on that story right now.
You look at that point differential. They got their ass. There was another older gentleman with them too. There were three older guys, right?
There's a 50-year-old linebacker as well. So the father and son, the father was 46 and the son was 18 years old. And they lost games like 56-0, 46-7. They scored 12 points all season. So, yeah, it was not a good season, but it was a special moment between the two.
And now they're the Wizards.
Yeah. And those 12 points were amazing, though. So, anyway, Jerry, thanks so much, man. Look forward to talking to you again down the line.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good one.
See you. All right. Ed, I know you're getting ready to step out. You're going to head over to the funeral. Anything you want to say before? I know you got to do your read and everything.
I got to go head over to see my say goodbye to my friend Tony Barksdale. People saw in the news, Deputy Mayor Barksdale. Yep. Love that man. We loved each other. You're going to miss him. Right. So I'm going to try to honor his memory best I can.
Well, we'll get to hour number four and wrap some things up. We're going to talk some Orioles. I want to hear from you guys. Do we see an extension? I don't want to hear talking about Sammy Vassallo, but a long-term extension for one of the players that are already here. We've talked about him, Gunner, Jackson, Adley, so on and so on. We talk about that next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.